Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. January 7th.
That's right.
Today we're doing our seventh confession. Now, you may have done it every day and think it's over, but look, just start at number one again and go for it.
Or even this one is a good one to do
every day. Every day it is.
That's right.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that January 7th will be the greatest Tuesday of my life. A day filled with possibilities beyond my imagination and expectation. A day filled with previously unknown opportunities, previously unused potential, revelatory insight, and divine connections. My desire, Heavenly Father, is for you to be glorified in everything I do on Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
And amen. It is a good one to do every day. Just ask God how he'd have you continue to benefit from these confessions.
Yep.
And thank you for taking the journey with us.
Yes, amen.
Today's teaching is Proven Principles for Success. In other words, be all you can be. Now, that was a popular advertising slogan for U.S. Army years ago, but it's much more than that. Success in life is being all you can be, not just because the Army says it, but because God created you. When he created you, his desire is for you to be all that you can be in him. There are scripture laws and principles that make it possible for every person born on planet Earth to be a success, to be all they can be. But not everyone chooses to follow those principles. If we ignore God's word and his instructions, we limit his ability to intervene in our behalf because we turn our back on his word. Success is not an accident. It's when prior proper planning and prayer meet opportunity. We want to turn to Genesis 24. This is an amazing account of how Eliezer, chief servant of Abraham, traveled back to his master's homeland to find a wife for Abraham's son Isaac. He loaded 10 camels with fine gifts for the fortunate woman whom he would choose as Isaac's bride. Let's look at five reasons why Eliezer was successful in his assignment. Number one, personal wealth did not detract from his honor and loyalty. Genesis 15:2, New Living Translation. But Abraham replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant of my household, will inherit all my wealth. You've given me no descendants of my own. So one of my servants will be my heir."
Number two. Now that was Abram, before he had Isaac, and Eliezer was a very devoted servant. It says, number two, he prayed for success every day. In Genesis 24, verse 12, excuse me, in the New Living Translation, we read what Eliezer says. "O Lord God of my master Abraham," he prayed, "please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham." Wow. Do we pray for success every day in everything our hands find to do? If we were given instructions for success, then it sounds reasonable, wise, and very smart to obey those instructions. We need to pray like Eliezer prayed.
Number three. When you take a step of faith, here it is. When you take a step of faith, it energizes heaven. Genesis 24:40, New Living Translation. He responded, "The Lord in whose presence I have lived will send his angel with you and will make your mission successful. Yes, you must find a wife for my son from among my relatives, from my father's family."
Number four, pray specifically for what you want to achieve. In Genesis 24, verse 42 in the New Living Translation, it says, "So today when I come to the spring, I prayed this prayer. O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success on this mission." You know, if you're in sales or whatever it is that you do, the point of it is do you pray before the sales call, or do you pray for the success on your position today at work, asking your Heavenly Father to give you success in everything your hand finds to do?
Hallelujah. Number five, never forget who makes you successful. Genesis 24:56, New Living Translation. But he said, "Don't delay me. The Lord has made my mission successful. Now send me back so I can return to my master." Without question, the Bible's filled with story after story, principle after principle, on how we can be all that God created us to be. The Bible is the greatest success manual ever written. While there is no book on Barnes & Noble's shelf or backlist that can compete with the success principles and secrets found in the Bible, I will tell you, I do read success books. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of new success books printed every year. So the question is, how do you know which books are good, which out in the weeds, spiritually speaking? I have a four-point criteria in determining whether or not to buy a new book on success, and we feel led to share it with you. Number one, pray about every book before you make the purchase. Ask God if there's a truth in the book that he wants you to receive. This point is first and foremost. The main endorsement I look for a book is not those printed on the back cover, but rather the go-ahead to buy. And go ahead and buy endorsements from the Holy Spirit.
Number two, natural success principles cannot conflict with spiritual success principles. God will never really say anything that is contrary to his word or the Holy Spirit, and that is a key inside any book.
If you pray before you open the book, you'll sense where to check the book out or lay it down. Number three, natural success principles, as my wife just said.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Cannot conflict with spiritual principles, and she said it right. Number four.
Anything I read in a natural success book should complement the Word of God and not add to it or detract from it. We actually feel led to explain the reasons why we read success books in addition to the Bible. And here are some of the reasons.
Number one, the book will reinforce the realization that I don't have to accept my current level of standard of living and being. Zig Ziglar, the motivational author, Southern Baptist layman, once said, "If standard of living is your major objective, quality of life almost never improves. But if the quality of life is your number one objective, your standard of living will always improve."
Hallelujah. Number two, books on success fire up your imagination, your creativity. It's like when you read them, it's iron sharpening iron. Someone once said, if you have the ability to work with people smarter than you, always try to be the least smartest person in the room and surround yourself with talent, because iron does sharpen iron. And that's what the scripture says.
That's what the scripture says. Number three, success books create awareness in us that we can do more. We can do more with our lives if we have a stirring, a commitment to change. Sometimes this is through seeing that others have paid the price for success through their dedication, while others are simply sitting on the sidelines.
There's a lot in the Bible that's exactly that. Yep. You know, we see people in the Bible, and that should be an inspiration to us, paying the price for success. Because as you well know, life is not always that simple. Number four, success books reinforce that inner desire to maximize our potential for the kingdom of God and all that He's created us to achieve.
Number five, real success is actually based on biblical principles. Just as a farmer may not recognize that God established a principle of seed time and harvest, he has the ability to understand and make the most of those principles. If you want to maximize your potential, be the best you can be, don't start with books that are on the New York Times bestseller list. Instead, head directly to the Word of God first. We also feel led to tell you that wishing and hoping is a song, but certainly not a formula for success. Here are five principles that will help you be all that you can be. Number one, seek godly wisdom in every decision you make. Judges 18:5, New Living Translation. Then they said, ask God whether or not our journey will be successful.
Number two, success is the result of being obedient to the word. In 1 Kings 2:3 in the New Living Translation, it says, observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. And we are to keep the commands and the laws and the regulations that God has put in the New Testament for us.
Amen. Number three, always remember it's God who opens the door to every success. 2 Chronicles 26:5, New Living Translation. Uzziah sought God during the days of Zechariah, who told him to fear God. As long as the king sought guidance from the Lord God, he was given success. Psalm 90:17, New Living Translation. And may the Lord our God show his approval. Make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful.
Number four, consult with successful people who are godly people. Proverbs 15:22 in the New Living Translation says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success.
And number five, your success is to be duplicated by others. Proverbs 1:3, New Living Translation. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. When our hearts are right before God, that's the best, and yes, the only way to be all that we can be. God did not create us to live a life of mediocrity, of just getting by, or barely making ends meet. You are unique in all the earth, created by the master of the universe to fulfill his plan and your divine destiny. In short, be all that you can be for him. One last thought. No one can motivate you to be all that you can be. Unless you want to be motivated, it's an inner desire. It's an inner desire with an outward expression. Are you ready to be all that you can be? If you are, this is your day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to heraldherring.com. If you've been blessed, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.